Hello and welcome to Under the Surface number 246 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave and I'm here for an hour or so. And just before I start, if you check out any other shows on Rock Radio NI, The Den, there's a show called The Midweek Malarkey, and if you want to get your 20 tracks in there, and Davey will put you a set list together. Now, no thrash or death or grind, you know, just hard rock and heavy metal, and he'll get that sorted out for you. Done one for me the other week and I really enjoyed it when I was out doing my running. There you go. But this week, what have we got in store? We've got some Georgia Satellites, we've got some Autopsy, a bit of Quo, so a bit of mix this week. But to kick things off, here's a classic, Massacre with the Dawn of Eternity from the From Beyond album.
Thank you.
and following Massacre there, that was Abath with Riding on the Wind, of course the Judas Priest cover from his album just called Abath. I love that guy, he's just so funny. He's the pictures and all, and you can't really take him all that serious, but he puts on some really good music. I've seen him live a few times and he's excellent, really well worth going to see. And last week we had on the show Ancient Malice, featuring Steve Maher from Abaddon Incarnate. So this week I thought I'd play an Abaddon Incarnate track, and this one's called Temple of Rancid Filth from The Last Supper.
We'll be right back.
following Abaddon Incarnate. That was I Hate God with 99 Miles of Bad Road from the Confederacy of Ruined Lives. Them guys never stopped being out on the road. And there was a band in Belfast called 99 Miles of Bad Road for a while, if I remember rightly. I think they were pretty good too. Featured a guy who was just a master bass player and master guitarist as well. Can't think of his name right now. So next up, a request from Christopher Osborne. Something really different this week. A bit of the Georgia Satellites. This is a track called Hard Luck Boy. Just a hard luck.
Oh,
So a bit of good Southern hard rock there. That was first up was the Georgia Satellites' Hard Luck Boy from their album Let It Rock, and they once played here in the Europa Hotel in the ballroom. There was a wee while they played a few gigs in there, but never really happened again. It's like it's going back to the late 80s. I wasn't at it, but I remember it happening though. And following that was Black Oak, Arkansas, or Black Oak, Arkansas, as some people call them. And that was a track called Hey Y'all from the Live Mother album. And they also featured Tommy Aldridge, who went on to play with Ozzy and Whitesnake. And by all accounts, Jim Dandy, the vocals, was a complete nightmare. And David Lee Roth modelled himself on him. And you can see the sort of Vince Neil where they got that sort of blonde and that, kind of flamboyant frontman thing from. So I must do a bit more reading up on them and have a wee bit more of a listen to them. So on to another request. And this time it's Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum. Great name, that. Really enjoy that name. And a track called Helpless Corpses Enactment.
Again, we cannot run. We live for thee.
First off, there was Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum with Helpless Corpse Reenactment from Inglourious Times album from 2007. Really good stuff, enjoyed that. And following that was Godflesh with New Dark Ages from A World Lit Only by Fire. Sort of thinking it's near time the Flesh had another album out, and then I got thinking it's not that long since the last one, and I haven't really delved into it as much as I usually do with a Flesh album, so maybe I need to rectify that as well. So next up, an old one, a name you've probably seen about over the in the 80s, the record, it always ended up in the sort of bargain bin areas, and it was a pretty cool looking record, but again, as I always say, you just didn't have the money to take the punt. You bought an album, you bloody well made sure you liked it, you listened to it to death. I was having that conversation the weekend with somebody too. So this is Aaron's Rod with a track called Never Cry Wolf from the Illusions Kill album.
Oh,
First up there, Aaron's Road from Hawaii. Originally, I moved to California. I always thought they were a UK band, but you know, what do I know? That's just, I think it's because you always see them in the same sort of racks as the likes of Cloven Hoof and Elixir and all that sort of things. So that's why I just thought they were UK, but they're not. Good band, one album, then just seemed to disappear. A lot of demos and things. And then straight after, with some black metal from Finland called White Death, and a track called White Death's Power, and that comes from their White Death album. Finnish black metal, not much more to say about it, but quality stuff, and the Finns always put out a good dose of a good black metal band. So going back in time a bit into the old school death metal, last week we played Obsess, this week we're playing Autopsy. So this is an old one from their, it was an EP in between, I'm going to say, Severed Survival and Mental Funeral, Retribution of the Dead. We'll be right back.
look upon the surface. Touch your fingers to the glass. Reflected back in you. A mirage you cannot see past. If you refuse to look outside, plastic by fear of something, some truth buried inside. Your facade begins to crack, in my eyes it's crystal clear. You're made of glass, your prison, a self-confining mirror. Beyond the mirror, a world just out of reach. There you'll remain trapped within your own reflection.
Autopsy, that was Gruesome with A Darkened Window from the Silent Echoes album. And Gruesome, as you know, they're a band that sort of model themselves on the band Death, and each album sounds vaguely familiar to you because they sound like the Death album at the time, and this one's into the Human era, I think, and it's a really great job. You know, it's pure plagiarism, but you know, I'm fine with it. I like it, and a lot of people do. And the guy, the vocalist, I think he's the one that's out with Rick Ross with Left to Die as well. So you're getting, it's and with a Terry Butler. So you're getting a really good sort of authentic cover band, if you like. If you want to call it a cover band. Is it a cover band or a tribute band? And you want to be pedantic about it. So going back in time to the, you know, our forefathers, as I say. This is a bit of the Quo with a track called Drifting Away from the album Quo from 1973. We'll be right back. The Co, it's hard to believe, you know, you stick on something on YouTube and Rick Parfitt pops, it's hard to believe he's dead, like, you know, he's such an integral part of the band, and, you know, Rossi's got a good band around him, but, you know, you just miss that blonde hair flan and the white Telecaster at that jaunty angle, giving it Dixie. And after Status Quo, that was Aerosmith with Magic Touch from Permanent Vacation, which, really, really good record, I really like that album, and just finished the drummer Joey Kramer's book again. Told he had a rough time with that boy, like, over the years, and Tyler doesn't seem to be the easiest to work with, and I've just restarted Joe Perry's book, and then I'm going to do Tyler's after that, just while I'm in the mood for them all, you know. So yeah, Permanent Vacation, well worth a revisit. So thanks again for listening, and I'm going to finish this week with Uriah Heep with Traveller in Time from Demons and Wizards. And you know what prompted this one? I keep watching reruns of Life on Mars. Gene Hunt, what a guy, what a cop. And Traveller in Time is really good fun, like, spotting all the songs. That's Uriah Heep, that's T-Rex, that's Quo, that's this, that, the other thing. And somebody on Spotify has actually put together a playlist of all the songs from Life on Mars. So if that's your thing, dive in, it's good fun. But this is Traveller in Time. So until next week, look after yourselves. Same.